Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
No one that ever said something was 100% happening, did it ever happen? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. Best podcast out, hands down. Streets said it, so it's real.
Of course, we love the streets and what they have to say about the podcast.
Come on now. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and here's where we keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop music culture. I'm one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
And we're still on Donda Watch. We have more details, pressing details, on the third official Donda release party.
Yes.
Also, Lizzo hopped online recently to express some feelings towards her haters and people that talk about her. And now Facebook is taking action against some of the hateful comments that she's been getting. Also, Soulja Boy has a new signee to his record label, SODMG, and you'll never believe who it is. And we have Young Blue, Murder Beats, Ty Dolla $ign, and more, all in the line for features from T-Pain. So let's talk about it. Let's get down to it. All right, Donda alert. This is not a drill. This is not a test. We have an official third release party for Kanye West's Donda album, and it's allegedly coming on August 26th.
Yeah, we touched a little bit on yesterday's podcast saying this, he's going back to Chicago, but we didn't know really a lot of details where it was going to be and what's going to be about it. But now we got a little bit more details than we did yesterday. So
okay, yeah. So there was obviously rumors circulating around that we touched on, like you said, about another listening party. But Kanye actually made it official this time. And oh, this just in. We see there's so much going on that like we don't even it's hard to keep up with all the details. So this is not even the third listening party. This is the fourth listening party.
Oh,
it's been too much happening. Yeah, if you count the Vegas listening party, then this will actually be the fourth. It's happening at Chicago's Soldier Field, like we said, August 26th. And Kanye revealed these plans with a flyer on Instagram that said, Donda, Soldier Field, 8/26/21. Now, this goes down at 9 p.m. that night. And tickets are going on sale on Ticketmaster on August 20th at noon. So get your coins in a row. Get your coins ready. August 20th.
Right. And then, so everybody's trying to figure out, you know, after this listening party, will the album drop? Like, what's the new release date on the album? So, Asia, there's another date, possibly. This is coming from Kanye's manager and Akon's brother, Boo, who responded to a fan saying the album will 100% arrive after the Chicago listening.
100%. Oh, that makes it certain right there.
Right.
It can't possibly not happen if the person says 100%.
We got to believe it. We got to believe Akon's brother, Kanye's manager. Hello.
No one that ever said something was 100% happening, did it ever happen in life? Like, that's what you say when you know it's not happening.
Exactly.
Oh, 100%. It's going down. 100%.
Right, like, how do you know? Like, where are the sources coming from?
But what's also interesting about this is I think I got it figured out finally. I think I do have Kanye and this whole rollout situation figured out.
Okay.
He's not putting out the album. This is not even about the album. This is Kanye's sneaky way of trying to go on tour without all the backlash.
It is
because he keeps putting different dates in different cities. It's shows in stadiums and huge venues. Mm-hmm. Everybody else that's decided to go on tour or throw a huge concert, throw a festival, any of that, they've gotten tons of backlash. But Kanye, he's over here like, oh no, this is just my release party. This is just for the album. This is not something that's going to continually go on city after city, bringing thousands of people together in a pandemic. Mm. No, this is just an album release party. Kanye, I clocked you. I got your tea. I figured you out. Like, you're slick going on tour, and that is the whole point of these release parties. I'm convinced.
That may be the real tea because it kind of adds some exclusivity because it's like, when's the next one? Like, it keeps us on top of our toes.
Right. It keeps everybody guessing. We don't know if the album's really going to drop. So that's what's going to make people keep coming. Because if the album drops, they hear the new music and they don't like it, or they feel like they don't want to go out and support a Kanye tour during a pandemic. Mm-hmm. That solves all of this. Because now it's like, oh, I have to be there. This is the official album release party. This is a once in a lifetime event. No, it's already been four times in our lifetime. So it's no longer a once in a lifetime event. Now it's a tour, if you ask me.
Huh, that makes kind of sense.
I'm just saying, man. Because I was just like, yo, why is he having so many release parties knowing that the album isn't finished? Because it's not like he doesn't know that the album's not ready yet. He sets the date for these parties knowing that he has not concluded the album. So why else would you do that unless you just plan on continuing to do it in different cities? You're making money off of this. It's profit. Mm-hmm. It's not a waste of your time and money. You're making money. Why wouldn't you keep doing it?
Right. But then to think about it, like, it's probably the easiest concert because he's not performing live. Like, he's legit just playing his music.
The finesse. Like, Kanye is finessing. Biggest finesser of 2021. I thought it was the U.S. government, but it's really Kanye West.
Yeah, it's really Kanye. Hands down.
Man, we just unlocked another mystery here on DX Daily.
We do.
It's what we do here, man. See, I don't know if the conspiracy podcast is even started now. It's starting to become on the DX Daily podcast. They're starting to mesh together.
Yeah, exactly. We're doing too much of it, but we get to it.
All right, now let's get to Lizzo, because she spoke pretty candidly recently about how some of the things people were saying about her on social media were starting to affect her and really get to her. Now, she did put out a song with Cardi B recently, and people just had such vitriol, such negativity spewing towards her. And she hopped on Instagram and she shed a few tears, which you touched on yesterday, right?
Yeah, I touched sometime this week about people were calling her mammy and, you know, her video. People were doing very fatphobic type of comments and really, like, talking about her body and her sound. And mammy comments basically being like she's making music, pop music for quote-unquote white people. Mm-hmm. And people are like, well, really don't want Lizzo music. Like, what are you doing? She entertain these white folks. Wow. So she had to deal with a bunch of those type of comments. And just, you know, always about, like, her body and her body image and things like that. So
makes zero sense, man. I really, what it is people are looking for a reason to talk about Lizzo because she's confident in who she is, the way her body looks. They're looking for a reason, so they're channeling it through the music, trying to make these claims about her music, when really it's just you don't like her, you don't like how she looks, you don't like her confidence, how she carries herself. So you're like, oh, let me act like I'm, you know, don't like her for the music, and the music is this and that, but it's really you just... you don't like to see her shining. That's what it really comes off as, a lot of these comments.
Yeah, she gets a lot of hate for really no reason. Like, Lizzo really does nothing but make music and have fun. So,
yeah.
So with that being said, Facebook and Instagram, they're the same company. They go hand in hand. Facebook has decided to basically remove a bunch of hate comments regarding Lizzo's recent Facebook and Instagram post.
Okay.
And it's not just Lizzo. They will also be, like, continuing to review reports of hateful comments on an ongoing basis. But I guess from seeing Lizzo's situation, they try to step in and be like, yo, this is kind of OD. This is a lot of hate comments. Let's try to, you know, do something for our girl or something. Right. So I hope they're going to be doing the same for everybody in a way that has these hate comments.
Yeah. And I'm glad that they're doing that for Lizzo, especially seeing how it's affecting her. But I want them to apply it across the board, too. Like, not just to celebrities that are, you know, being spammed with all these comments from different people. But you have everyday stuff on there. Like, you'll see a video of something crazy happening to somebody. Like, oh, the police beating somebody up. And you got tons of hateful comments under there. Mm-hmm. Do the same thing for those videos that you do for these celebrities. If they come online and we see all these comments towards them, like, let's make it a clean sweep. Like you said, do it for everybody. And then maybe social media be a less hateful place. Yeah. I wouldn't bet on it, but maybe it can help a little bit.
One step at a time.
Okay. Speaking of helping people, the oh-so gracious Big Draco, Soulja Boy, has decided to help somebody by signing him to his SODMG Records. If you don't know what SODMG is, it is Stacks on Deck Money Gang.
Yes, real ones know about SODMG.
Come on. Now, who is the latest signee on SODMG? Drum roll, please. And Soulja's latest signee is... Chet Hanksman, our favorite Jamaican, is the newest signee of Soulja Boy's label. One time for this foolishness. So Big Draco took to Instagram on Tuesday night to announce the big news. Basically that Chet was joining the label. He said, "It's going down, man. Chet Hanksman, my new artist, signed to SODMG Records as the first rapper this year. It's going down." I can't take it serious. He said it's going down. He said, you know what I'm saying, SODMG album on the way, just wait.
Already? Chet got an album on the way?
Hey, look, Chet is out here working faster than Drake, Kanye West. He's putting the album out before everybody. We've been waiting on a Kendrick Lamar album 4 years. Chet Hanks, he gets signed to SODMG on Monday. The album is coming next week. Come on now.
That's some dedication right there.
But Chet did post a Soulja's video to his Instagram. He said, "Just signed to SODMG. Just wait to see what we do next." And then he added Soulja Boy and the label and everybody else. Now, when Chet initially announced that it was going to be White Boy Summer, I didn't know that he was going to be signing a whole record label deal and, you know, partnering up with Soulja Boy. Like, I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, definitely didn't see that coming at all. Like, I thought he was going to be like a one-hit wonder, drop his White Boy Summer, maybe a White Boy Fall, I don't know. He'd be done. But I guess he's the next thing right now.
The next thing. Now, I wonder if Soulja Boy is actually going to sign other artists in addition to Chet Hanks. Because I know he's had this label for however long we can remember. Like, I always remember him shouting out SOD. But I wonder if he's going to actually take on other artists now that he's got Chet. And I think this kind of might work for Soulja Boy. Like, that's a novelty for him to have. Like, all right, the whole White Boy Summer thing. Mm-hmm. Soulja's had tons of novelty. Like, Soulja Boy's entire career has kind of been novelty. Like, whether it be the dances, whether it be him telling dramatic stories online. Like, a lot of his career and high moments have just been based on novelty. So, him signing Chet Hanks, I'm kind of here for it. I'm kind of here for Soulja doing that. But I do want to see him take on other people that are actually artists, too, if this does work for him.
Yeah, definitely so, because I feel like Soulja Boy could be a good manager, a good, you know, record label person type of thing. And if he can find talent and knows what's trending and knows what's going on, then, yeah, maybe he could find the next big, big artist under his label.
He does. Soulja Boy has historically always known what was trending and always started some of the trends. As he said, you know, he's the first person to do everything in the world. So I have no doubt that this will play out well for Soulja Boy. All right, now let's get into T-Pain, because he has been in high demand ever since this resurgence that he's been having recently. Like, starting back from the Versus battle to him finding out that Instagram has a whole separate DM box for people that you don't follow, and finding out that all of these people have been reaching out for him all these years trying to get features and do projects. And now that he's found that out, he is rolling. T-Pain is back in a major, major way. He's been working on his new album, but he's got this long, long feature list that he put out. And it's a lot of people up here.
Yeah, he was posting all about it on Twitter, and he was like, "So this is the list of features I actually haven't done yet that I've gotten since the whole situation a while back, and he's promised to deliver." So he's like, "This is just the features that I actually want to do. I've talked to these people personally and accepted the job." And it's a pretty lengthy list, and he has Erica Banks on there, Ty Dolla $ign, Young Blue, but also actor Gary Owen is on there.
Interesting.
Yeah, country singer Jimmy Allen is on there, and Latin pop group Dale Play are on it too.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. See, he's going into all genres. You better go ahead, T-Pain, and get this money, because, like, even with the song he has with Kehlani, like, T-Pain has been making a full comeback. He's got his own song popping off, the one with Kehlani. Mm-hmm. He's got features with other people. Even before T-Pain figured out the whole Instagram DM thing, and people were really in high demand, or people were really wanting him in high demand. Tory Lanez had sent, or he who shall not be named, excuse me, decided to sample him on his Chicks tape. So, like, it's a T-Pain resurgence right now, for sure.
Exactly. And what I like most about T-Pain doing these features is he even said that he pushed his own album back 3 times just to make sure everybody else is good that wanted features from T-Pain. Like, he's putting in so much effort to make sure everybody else's song is good with his vocals and his verse on it.
Right.
That's why there's not, like, a new T-Pain album out. He's busy getting all these features out the way.
Well, he needs to still make sure that he does his own, too. So Ty Dolla $ign was on the list of features that he's going to be doing. Guaranteed. But T-Pain, you don't want to Ty Dolla $ign yourself in the sense of you get on everybody else's song so much and you make the song pop and your part is the best part. Your hook or your little ad libs or whatever part you add is oftentimes the best part of the song. Mm-hmm. And then when it comes time to make your own, it's like you kind of burnt out from making everybody else's stuff so great. And the music is still good at the end of the day. Don't get me wrong. Like, love Ty Dolla $ign's projects by himself. Mm-hmm. But I feel like they don't get the hype of his features because he does so many different features for so many different people. And it's like, put that same amount of energy into your own thing, that same amount of hype. And then it'll, like, you know, prosper a little more, because I feel like Ty Dolla $ign's albums, as great as they were, like, they didn't get the same hype as his features. So I just don't want T-Pain to fall victim to that. So I say all that to say, T-Pain, focus on your album first and then get these features popping.
That's a very valid point. I didn't even think about that because, yeah, Ty Dolla $ign, he was that. He still is that. But, like, when he took over the features game, it was like everybody had a Ty Dolla $ign feature. Just like everybody's wanting, like, a Chris Brown feature. Everybody wants, like, a Blast feature now.
Yeah.
Everybody wants a T-Pain feature. So
it's people with the Midas touch, man. All those people you name, like, they make the song. They like the seasoning, the extra sauce on it that you need to just take it up to that next level. So, yeah, I want to see T-Pain make his own album, and I want it to be as successful as it is anytime he does a feature on somebody's song. So, yeah.
For sure.
Well, that's a good note to end on. That is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, wherever you're listening to your podcast at. If it's Apple Podcasts, if it's Amazon Music, if it's Spotify, if it's Podbeam, Stitcher, any of the above, just subscribe. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our social medias. That's our Instagram, our Twitter, and our TikTok at Hip Hop DX.
Yep, you can also follow us. I am at Asia Sky on all platforms. A-S-H-I-A is Asia, S-K-Y-E is Sky.
You can follow me on everything is at A-Dub. That's A-Y-E-E-E-D-U-B-B.
All righty, we'll see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.